Another health failure here. We're costing ourselves tens of millions of dollars in dialysis treatment because of a failed promise by the government. So in 2017, they promised to increase the amount of kidney transplants as part of a six-step strategy. So far, just one of those steps has been taken. So an NZIER report found we could save 70 million over the next 6 years with an extra 50 transplants a year. Kidney Health New Zealand General Manager Michael Campbell's with us. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Government asleep at the wheel, or are there genuine issues like staffing preventing them from doing what they want to do?
A good question on the staffing. If we did more transplants, we'd actually reduce the staffing load. So dialysis costs us more in staff. That's why it actually saves us money if we do more transplants rather than dialysis.
So, of course, the question then is, why don't we?
Well, this isn't a new campaign for us. We've been talking to government pre the strategy, asking them to bring in the strategy, which is based on overseas best practice, and we know that we can do more. We just haven't done it.
The one step that they have taken is to transfer the responsibility of organ donation to the New Zealand Blood Service. What, if anything, has that done?
Well, nothing, because they've got no money to do anything.
So, in having no money, the one step of the six they have taken has achieved zero. So, in essence, they've, if you go back to the promise of 2017, nothing's changed.
Correct.
Do we have, and this is where I get a little tricky on the old dialysis business, I mean, a lot of this is type 2 diabetes, isn't it? And this is Western, this is fat people who have got themselves in a world of trouble. I mean, it's that blunt, isn't it?
Well, not quite, Mike, because type 2 diabetes isn't just about what you're talking about. And we have to remember, too, there are patients who don't have type 2. They might have polycystic kidney disease, which is a genetic condition. So I think that's too broad a brush.
Are we generally, though, talking about type 2 diabetes?
Well, new sign-ups is 58%, that's right.
Right, and that's lifestyle, isn't it?
Again, not. It's more complex than that, Mike.
In what way?
Good question again. There's many factors that cause type 2 diabetes, and in May of this year, Diabetes New Zealand launched a report that showed that we were going to see an increase, but that it's not just about diet and exercise, as you say.
So what are we doing with step 2, step 3, step 4, step 5 and step 6? Do you think you and I will be alive to ever see them come to pass?
Well, it's really simple, Mike. If they invest between 3 and 5 million into the blood service, they can do the other 5 parts of the strategy and start saving a substantive amount of money. If we wait until the budget, it will cost us in the order of 12.5 million if we just wait till the budget, if we don't invest the money now.
Appreciate your time very much, Michael Campbell, who's the General Manager of Kidney Health New Zealand.